From the vantage point of a distant ridge, a lone observer crouched among the frigid peaks of the Coldbring region, her keen eyes fixed upon the barren tundra below. The horizon, bathed in icy blues and violets, created a surreal backdrop for the vast swatch of open valley filled with massive shards of ice that resemble a tall grass meadow called the Glass Shire, glistened like icy spires. Far below, the ground shook, and the Glass Shire field rippled like the skin of a slumbering beast. Even wrapped in a thick fur-lined cloak, she felt an involuntary shiver coursing through her body as she realized what was unfolding beneath her. Her fingers, calloused from years of archery, rested lightly on the string of her longbow, her heart pounding with a mix of trepidation and awe. A low, thunderous rumble emanated from the depths of the earth. The archer clutched her bow, her knuckles white, knowing what she was about to witness was something terrifying. As she watched, a colossal silhouette began to emerge from the heart of the valley. Slowly, majestically, aggressively, it took form, and she held her breath. The crystalline figure, an ancient fusion of ice and stone, gradually revealed itself. Its limbs resembled massive glaciers, and its eyes gleamed with a haunting, frozen light. This was an awakening from a forgotten era, a force of nature that both terrified and fascinated her. The colossal entity raised its immense arms, letting out a bone-chilling roar that resonated through the Coldbring region. The very ground shook beneath her, sending ripples of shockwaves through the mountains. Avalanches tumbled down the slopes, filling the air with a deafening roar. As the archer observed the emergence of the colossal figure, she knew that this marked a turning point for Granzia. Well, well, well. It isn't my little red-eyed nuisance. What do you think? The archer stood slowly, and without looking back, answered. What exactly is it that you're doing? Just the next step in the plan. Gathakanathi has had plenty of time to stew. Garthia hasn't killed him yet, and he hasn't died on his own. There was a pause as the woman's mind began to work at the problem. It took a few moments before the answer clicked. Wait. You're giving Dragomir his revenge, and his revenge is that thing? You make it sound so boring. That thing. That thing has a name and a history behind it. Would you like to know what's coming to the Terran Ridge this winter solstice? She continued to stare out at the massive figure made of ice and stone. It had turned to the opposite direction and began walking toward the fortress of Coldbring. I should have known after those adventurers. actually found and killed the Crystal Rocks. This is Borealix, the Titan and progenitor of giants. The stories talk about the giants and their kin rising against Borealix with a staff of some kind, the Cryostone Scepter. Well, you certainly know your stories, Ren. Supposedly, the Ogolavi hold the scepter in Thalbadir. Tell me, there's supposed to be a storm on the ridge this year, isn't there? Ren froze. Slowly, she turned her head over her left shoulder to look back at the being she was speaking to. Back and off to her left stood a large golden-skinned, bay-like being with fire-red hair, in flowing red robes trimmed with black and golden accents. A smug and satisfied smile stretched across their angular face. Look at what some enchantment magic, some time, and a bit of elbow grease can do for you. Ren gaped at the being. You woke up a slumbering titan and gave control of it to a warmongering psychopath? A flash of confusion streaked across the being's face. I didn't wake a slumbering titan, the being said indignantly. The warmongering psychopath did. I just showed him how.